This is the World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Julieta Venegas is no stranger to sonic experimentation. The Mexican artist has played with Latin rock and folk, regional Mexican styles, electronica, hip-hop. Last year, she even co-wrote a duet with reggaeton hitmakers Tiny and Bad Bunny. World Cafe producer Miguel Perez says it's that versatility that has made Julieta one of the most beloved musicians across Latin America. She released her first album in 1997, but she became a star in the mid-2000s with her album Limón y Sal. Julieta has a new record out, Tu Historia. She sat down with Miguel to talk about finding the inspiration to write new music, working with Chilean producer Alex Advanter, and how that Bad Bunny collab has introduced her to a whole new generation of fans. But first, here's Mismo Amor, the lead single off Tu Historia. It's Julieta Venegas on The World Cafe.
Estás aquí, pero no sé si estoy feliz. Me dices cosas que no siento sean verdad. Algo no está y no lo puedo definir. Tu elocuencia confunde cada vez más. Sé, aunque me digas que todo va a estar bien.
That was Mismo Amor off Julieta Venegas' new album, Tu Historia. This is The World Cafe. I'm Miguel Perez. That upbeat synth-pop track released back in March had fans eager to hear more music from the Mexican singer-songwriter. And like a lot of projects nowadays, Julieta's new record started small. She was cooped up in quarantine during the pandemic, unsure of where she wanted to go next.
I had nothing in my house. I mean, I had nothing to work with, you know, no equipment. I didn't have anything to record with. I didn't have like a single drum machine. I was really a mess, really. So I'm like, okay, so what do I have? I have a piano and I have a metronome. So I started writing songs. I mean, that's the only thing that I had. And I kind of needed it. I just started writing because I kind of needed the discipline to sit down at the piano every day and kind of feel like I was being able to disconnect from the situation that we were going through and the uncertainty and all that. And I was like, okay, this is something that I do every day. I sit down for 3 hours on the piano and that's it. The rest of the day I'm cooking and trying to help my daughter with homework and doing other things. But those 3 hours are just like my three, you know, special moment hours.
She says the songwriting is the most important part of the process for her. As long as she can figure out that part, the music is free to go anywhere. And it has gone in a lot of different directions over the years. There's the rock en español of her early days, songs like Verdad.
Es mi única verdad. Todo lo demás es solo mentira. Es solo mentira.
And then there's this song. Me Voy, off of Julieta's 2006 album Limón y Sal. It was a breakthrough moment, a Latin pop breakup song featuring elements of Mexican rancheras. The accordion that you hear in the song even became a big part of her musical persona.
It's really funny when I take it out on stage and people just kind of go nuts with it. I realize that they feel that it's part of what I do. And there are some of my songs that are very much that it's very present. And I've tried like playing them with other arrangements, but at the same time, like, well, why? Why should I just not play with the accordion? I mean, it's like such a natural element for some of my songs, you know?
Now, fans need not worry. The accordion does show up on Julieta's new album, Tu Historia, but she also wanted to explore some new sounds. She sought the help of Chilean musician and friend, Alex Advanter.
And I think what really helped me with working with Alex is that we both kind of like gave it like a, como un este, una unidad. We made it into a certain unit. You know, the whole album has these certain, you know, these sounds that kind of come and go. And it's sort of like a story that's being told sonically also besides the songs, you know. And we kind of started talking about Milton Nascimento, who's a Brazilian artist who has this really great, super acoustic album. And we knew we wanted acoustic elements because I also work a lot with acoustic elements, but we also wanted strings. Camina un rato a mi lado. Oh. Hermano, empareja tu paso. Oh. Mira con mi cuerpo y con mis temores directo a los ojos que suelo encontrar. Pasada la noche y las buenas maneras, solo dos personas en la oscuridad. Me quiero quedar aquí bailando, pero no puedo, no, no, no puedo, porque tengo miedo de salir a caminar sola por ahí.
Julieta says she wrote the song Caminar Sola, which means to walk alone, after an experience at a party.
And when I was leaving, I realized that I wanted to leave early because I didn't want to go by myself, you know. Fear is something that we're all kind of used to in this world or whatever, but I think women in particular have, being a woman has so many, symbolically being a woman in the street alone, physically, and the reality of it is, I don't know, I think it's very heavy, you know, and I felt that. I felt that fear. I felt it many times. I mean, when I moved to Mexico City in my 20s, I would just look down all the time and I would try to underdress, you know, like cover myself because I was always kind of freaked out, you know, and why? I mean, why do we accept that? And why do we think that that's a natural thing? We need to at least talk about why it is that that happens. Si algo parece muy fácil será porque está faltando algo. Preguntar si así me enseñaron y así lo acepté. Hoy toca borrarlo y volver a aprender.
Dudo seré si aquí presente entre tú y yo. That's Caminar Sola off Julieta Venegas' new album, Tu Historia. It's her first solo album in 7 years. But it hasn't been a total hiatus. Julieta has kept busy collaborating with other artists, Brazilian cellist Dom La Nena, Spanish pop singer Sen Senra, even a youth orchestra from Oaxaca, Mexico.
Well, I've always been very curious about, you know, about the limits that we set ourselves with genres. I've always thought of myself as somebody who doesn't have a genre. I'm more a songwriter and the songwriter who follows sounds. And I've always thought of the sound and the beat and the, as everything else, like the dressing of the song, but I've always followed the songs.
And she put that ethos to the test last year when she got a call from Puerto Rican producer Tiny to work with one of the biggest music stars today, Bad Bunny. Sin barullo, no te cierres a este mundo. Fluye ahora, ven conmigo. No intentes definirlo y ven acá, amor. Ven acá, ven acá y déjame entrar. Ven acá.
I mean, it was Tiny. Tiny is the brain. I mean, it's his album, and he's just sort of like, I think he imagined the whole thing from the beginning.
Lo Siento Bebé became a big hit, with Julieta's soft vocals sounding right at home next to Bad Bunny. But she refers to him by his real name, Benito.
I just love the way he kind of approached the whole idea, because it was more like, you know what, I'd like you to do something, just answer what Benito's saying in the song. You know, I just want you to write something that, I mean, for him to invite me from the beginning to write in the song, I thought it was wonderful and generous. And I thought, I was really curious about it. And he sent me the song without the beat, with the whole song the way it is, with Benito singing it like the whole way through. just without a beat.
Julieta was nominated for 2 Latin Grammys this year alongside Tainy and Bad Bunny for the song. And it earned her a whole new audience of younger fans.
Well, it's definitely a different generation. I really was amazed. I would just giggle with my friends when we looked at how the reproductions would just go up and up and up. It was like, oh my God, this is nuts. You know, it was like, it was really funny. But I think it's great the way music has changed and new generations listen to music. I mean, I'm really always very much intrigued by that. I have a 12-year-old daughter who's never, ever listened to an album as a whole. You know, she likes listening to, she started listening to music with Spotify. So her way of listening to music is just so different. And she's very much obsessed with music. She loves it, but it's like her way of listening to it is completely different. And I'm just really, what I really like about the way people listen to music now is just that it's so spontaneous. There's nobody's deciding anybody's taste.
A welcome development for an artist whose music has always embraced that same sense of spontaneity. If there's anything connecting all of Julieta's music, it's a deep sense of pride for her roots.
I feel like it's part of my personality because it's what I grew up listening to. And I guess when I was a kid, I would kind of, because living in a border city, what was cool was what we listened to in the radio, which was the Anglo music. And what wasn't cool was what we listened to at home. But it just went directly into my emotions without touching my brain. It wasn't about taste. It was about what my life was about and what we sang at my house and it reminds me of my mom. And now I just love listening to it. I think it took me like a few years to recognize that, because I guess when you're a teenager, you're kind of prejudiced against whatever your parents listen to. But you know, at some point it's like I realized it was part of me. Me dices que no tienes ganas de volver a pensar en él. Duele tanto su recuerdo y lo triste que fue perder. Te digo, amiga, espera, respira, el tiempo te hará bien. Algo has aprendido y lo llevarás contigo, ya vas a ver. Deja tu pasado ser parte de ti. Lleva con orgullo tus errores.
That was the title track off Julieta Venegas' new album, Tu Historia. I'm Miguel Perez, and this is The World Cafe.